Come here, you. No, you're not going anywhere. You like it when I push you against the wall like that? I heard that little gasp. You are so weak. Such a good little girl. You love pretending like you can squirm away from me, don't you? You know, I always thought you were such a sweet vanilla little thing. Imagine my surprise when I discovered how much you love being pinned down and taken. You like when I grab your wrist and push them above your head like this? I think that would be a yes. God, it's fun seeing you turn bright red while you struggle against me. Your back is pressed against the wall, your arms pushed up, and your body exposed for me to do with it whatever I want. Oh, come on, you can try a bit harder. I'm barely holding you. Both your wrists, just one hand. Surely you can fight a bit more than that. You love this little game, don't you? You wiggle your body against mine and say no while you twist away from me. You tease and grind up against me. You pretend you don't want it. See, the thing is, you struggle and push and protest. But in the end, you know it's all just a game. You know that the second you put up enough of a fight or tell me to back off, I'll let go and just hold you in my arms. But that's the part that makes it more fun, right? Isn't it? Knowing that in the end, you have all the control. I think it might be a little fun to try something. A little exercise. Something to raise the stakes a bit. What's the fun of having you fight back unless you know that I can actually take you down? I think you need to know exactly how much stronger I am than you. And that if I really wanted to, I could make you do just about anything I wanted. I stop because I'm nice. Because I like making you feel safe and comfortable trying these things with me. Because I want you to know that I will stop if you need me to. But I think you need to know, really know, that if I wanted to, I could keep it going. Missy, you're looking a bit smug. You think that you can prevent me from getting what I want. You think that if you really struggle, really fight back with everything you have, if you use every bit of your strength to kick, bite, scratch, and fight me, you can stop me from forcing you down to the ground and just raping that little cunt? Look at that fire in your eyes. It's all fun and games, as long as I'm feeling nice. The second I decide that I don't give a fuck about you feeling safe, That's when the fun begins. Look at that. I've grabbed you from behind, wrapped my arms around you. You are completely immobile. Go ahead. Struggle. You can't even get your arms loose. You can't kick. You can't bite. I'm barely exerting any energy. Yet I can feel you squirming and struggling and bucking against me. Sweetheart, you're going to wear yourself out. And we've barely just begun. It is cute watching you try, though. You're so determined, and I know what a little hothead you are. Listen to those frustrated little whimpers. You're angry at me, aren't you? Then why don't you do something about it? Oh, that's right, you can't. Because you're just a weak little girl. Now, let's turn you around and see that pretty face. I just grab a fistful of soft hair. Look at me, sweetheart. Here, let me help you. That's it. Look at those angry eyes. Oh, fuck me. That's not very nice. Oh, that's not something I usually do, is it? Does it hurt? Is that scary? Are you starting to realize that maybe we aren't playing anymore? Oh, look at those eyes well up. You're so mad at me, aren't you? Go ahead. Keep trying to struggle. I'm stronger than you. I'm bigger than you. And I'm in charge here. I get what I want because I take it. Let that sink in. You're not getting away. You're not leaving this room until I've taken your wet little cunt. I don't care if you want it. I don't care if you come. I really don't care if you have fun while I do it. You love pretending. But now we're doing the real thing here, sweetie. I don't think you know exactly how badly I can hurt you. Have you ever had your little cunt taken without consent? No regard for how it feels. No checking in and asking if it's too much. Come on, sweetheart. Onto the floor. Isn't that a pretty sight? Such a beautiful, angry, sweet little girl. Arcing her back up, bucking up underneath me. Beating against my chest with her weak little arms. Are you fighting, sweetheart? Or are you just trying to make me harder? Can you feel my big, nasty, hard cock pressed against you? Is it scary, knowing that I'm going to shove that inside you soon? I love feeling you struggle underneath me. But let's try something. You little miss, or being a fucking brat. I'm just going to grab your wrist, pin them above your head again, and with my other hand, ooh, you really do hate that, don't you? Shut you up for a second, though, doesn't it? I love seeing that bright red handprint on your face. It really helps sink in that this is happening, doesn't it? No fighting your way out of this one. It's going to happen, and it's going to hurt badly. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Now, let's get these shorts off. Now, I have a feeling we both know what we're going to find when I take these off. You've been fighting like a little champ, but your body gave in a long time ago. You can kick and try to push me away, but I have a feeling that I'm going to shove my hand down your panties, and I'm going to be feeling your wet, messy little cunt dripping from me. What do you think? I think you know that's exactly what's going to happen. In fact, I'm going to give you one more chance to get away from me. You fought me so hard, you must really not want this, right? Well, if I pull down these shorts and you're not soaking wet, then I will let you go. I'll get off of you and tell you how sorry I am, scoop you in my arms and cuddle you until you feel all better. If you really didn't want any of this, I'll stop right away and make it all better. Oh, sweetheart. What a disappointment. I thought you were a nice, sweet girl. I thought you didn't want to be raped. You have soaked through your panties and practically through your shorts. Look at that. Three fingers inside you, so nice and easy. You like being raped. You really like it, don't you? Is that what's going on in that pretty little fucked up head of yours? Oh, that's it. All those tears, yet your messy little cunt is tightening around my fingers. You are nothing but rape bait. You're so fucked up, you don't even know what you want. You look so ashamed. So embarrassed. Are you more upset with me or with yourself? Disgusting. That's it. Let it all out. You can cry all you want, but I'm still going to rape you. Can you feel it? Big and hard and throbbing right against your wet little hole. Tell me no. Try and move your hips away inch by inch. Tell me you hate me. You couldn't stop me now if you wanted to. That is what it really feels like. You're scared how much you like that, don't you? Oh, you're shaking. You're mad and embarrassed. Yet you're still trying so hard not to feel those little electrical pings of pleasure every time I shove my big cock in all the way inside you. You need it hard. You need it mean. You need to be treated like a filthy little bitch in heat. Look at you all calm now. Tears have all welled up in your eyes. Looking so resentful at me. Oh, I know you're confused and upset. But when it comes down to it, whether I'm actually raping you or not is not even the point. It's that I can. Does it sting when I push inside you all at once like this? You wonder what your swollen little pussy's gonna look like after I'm done with you? I'm gonna leave you raw and red and broken. And leaking cum while you lie on the floor crying. Aren't you glad you know what it feels like now? Fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. God damn, it feels so good. Yes. Oh, you keep trying to get away. I always love it when I pull you closer. Fuck. 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 Shit. Fuck. I'm about to come inside you. Yes, baby. Oh, you're about to get my whole load. That's it, sweetheart. Don't hold back. Let out all those tears. Come here. Come here. Don't try to clean yourself. Just come here. Let me hold you. You don't have to say anything. I know that was scary. You can stay here as long as you need. You really did try and put up a good fight, though, didn't you?